So let's review. The third parak of Masechta Pesachim ends with drashas on three pesukim in Zechariah. First, the pasuk says, "V'hoi b'yoyim ahu lo yia or yukaris v'kifayim." In the days of Mashiach, there will be no light. There are three ways to explain the last two words, yukaris v'kifayim. Ze'or sheyikar b'olam hazeh v'kafoi b'olam haba. The sunlight is yikar, precious in this world, but kafoi, not important in the world to come. The most difficult mesechtas like Negam v'Olis are yikarin, hard to understand this in this world, but will be kfuyin, simple in the next world. There are some people who are yikarin, respected in this world, but kfuyin, not important in the next world. The Gemara relates that when Rabbi Yisrael was very ill, he saw the next world. When he recovered, he reported to his father, Rabbi Shuman Levi, that Elyonim Lamata v'tachtonim Lamala, people who seem important in this world are not important in the next world, and vice versa. However, ki heched isa nan hocha, hochi yasin and hasam. We, as Rashi says, Talmid HaChacham, are equally esteemed in both worlds. Rabbi Yisrael continued, while there, I heard two statements. Asher misha bolikan b'talmud b'yada. Fortunate is one who comes here with his learning in his hand. Harugi malchus, ein od miyocha lamed b'michitzasin. Nobody can stand in the same place as the Harugi Lud, two brothers who confessed to the killing of the daughter of the Roman emperor in order to save all of Kala Yisrael. The second pasuk that the Gemara discusses is Bayemahu Yial Metzilos Hasus Kodesh Lashem. The Gemara offers three interpretations of the words Metzilos Hasus. First, in the Yemos HaMashiach, Hashem will make Yerushalayim so big that a horse will be able to run within the borders of Yerushalayim from dawn until noon when its shadow is beneath it. Second, in Yemos HaMashiach, people will donate the decorations from their horses to the Beis HaMikdash. Third, in Yemos HaMashiach, people will donate the spoils that they collect from dawn until noon. The Gemara also interprets phrases at the end of this pasuk. V'hoya hasirus beveis Hashem, as ashirus, the people will be wealthy. V'lo yikanani, as ein kan ani, there will be no poor people. The third pasuk that the Gemara darshens is V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, on that day, Hashem will be one. Of course, Hashem is one now as well. The Gemara explains, "Ha'olam hazeh al besuris tayvis aimer baruch hatayva meitiv, ba besuris rois aimer baruch dina emes." We recite different brachas for good or bad happenings because pain and suffering in this world appears bad. However, "La'olam haba kuloi hatayva meitiv," we will actually see, not just believe, that all is good. The Gemara also explains, "Ushmayachad." Hashem's name will be one, to mean that in the future we will pronounce the Shem Hashem as it is written. Hanrolach Elo Avrin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of the Masechta Pesachim and begin the fourth parak, Makim Shenagu Be'ez Hashem. Zakta Mishnah, Makim Shenagu Lasis Malacha Be'avri Pesachim Ad Chatzais, Eisen. If a person is in a place where the custom is to do Malacha in the first half of the day on Erev Pesach, he may do Malacha. Makim Shenagu Shaloi Lasis, Ein Eisen. If the local minig is not to do malacha, he should not do malacha. Ha'hoylech mimakim she'eisen l'makim she'einoisen. If a person goes from a place where they do malacha to a place where they do not, or vice versa, noisna lav chumri makim she'yatz misham v'chumri makim she'halach l'sham. He must observe the more stringent practice and not do malacha. The Mishnah implies that after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, it is halachically forbidden to do malacha and not dependent on minig. The Gemara asks, my area Avri Pesachim, Afile Avri Shabbosis, Avri Yom Tovim Nami. Even the Malach is Asr late in the day, every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, we emphasize Erev Pesach because the Isra begins earlier at Chatzais and not just at Mincha time. And it is an Isra Gomer for which Meshamtinon Le, one would be excommunicated, as opposed to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, where it is only an issue of Ein Roi Simen Baruch Le'olam. He will not enjoy Bracha from his work. The Gemara points out that even somebody who does not work all week is rewarded for not working in Erev Shabbos, even though it is Shalei Lishma. The Gemara cites two pesukim in Tehillim. Ki gadol ad shemayim chazdecha. The chesed is until the heavens, which is an allusion to one who does a mitzvah Shalei Lishma, who will be rewarded naturally. Ki gadol mi'al shemayim chazdecha. The chesed is above the heavens, which is an allusion to one who does a mitzvah Lishma, who will be rewarded supernaturally. Rav Yehuda Merav adds, "La'olam yasek adam b'torah v'mitzvos af pi shaloi lishma, shemetoch shaloi lishma ba'al lishma." A person should always engage in Torah and mitzvos, even if he does it shaloi lishma, for ulterior motives, because ultimately it will lead him to lishma. The Gemara next mentions some other types of work from which one will not see a siman bracha. Someone whose work draws attention and will cause ayin hara, an evil eye. Someone whose work is mostly on Shabbos and mechzik yischar Shabbos. It appears as if they're getting paid for work done on Shabbos. Seifrim who write Sifri Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, because Estrim v'arba b'tainiyos yashvu anshe kenes hagdeila shelo yisashru. The anshe kenes hagdeila fasted 24 fasts, davening that Seifrim, scribes, do not become wealthy, because if they will become wealthy, they will stop writing. However, im oiskin l'shma, if they do this work l'shma, they will see bracha from it. The Daf concludes with Rabbi Yechanan saying that children are obligated to maintain their parents' minhagim even when they are very difficult, because the Pasuk says, Shema b'ni musar avicha, v'al titoish tayr samecha. We have to maintain the teachings of our fathers and our mothers.